It's an exciting year this year. I mean, it's not as if Janine Couchman and them have been bored for the past 20 years, but this year is the 20th anniversary of GLS. Hello, Janine. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. Very, very well. Thank you. Very, very well.
I like how they call you a key strategist for the event. It sounds very Lani and all, but let's introduce you, that wonderful husband of yours, because you guys are heading up what we're doing with GLS in South Africa.
Yes, that's right. And we have had the privilege of doing it for 20 years. We pioneered the GLS way back in 2005, when the videocast concept was first brought to South Africa by our organization. And we are still here, still leading Global Leadership Summit in South Africa under the Ministry of the Global Leadership Network. So yes, we are still here.
And doing a profound job at it. We're very proud of you. I see the theme for the year for 2025 is the intentional leader cultivating purpose, clarity, and transformative legacy. Big words. What is it about?
Big, big words. So we have the amazing Dr. John Maxwell. Everybody knows John Maxwell. So he is going to be addressing the concept of your legacy, not just your financial legacy, but your leadership legacy, the legacy that you leave in people, not just what you leave for people, but what you leave in people. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing about being intentional as a leader. You know, we have to be intentional. We've got to focus on things that are most important. We can't allow ourselves to get sucked into the humdrum of every day. We've got to focus on what's important. We've got to learn how to, as Juliet Funt is going to tell us about, we've got to learn how to reduce our everything that we focus on. So she's going to talk about the powerful reductive mindset. Okay. Then we have Craig. You know, Craig Rochelle is the GLS champion, and he's going to be talking about a fascinating concept. He's speaking about the fact that boring, yes, you heard it right, boring is the path to greatness. Okay.
You'll have to explain, Yana.
He's speaking about the fact that when we do things on a continual basis, when we are consistent, you know, then we will achieve success. And sometimes we have to be consistent with boring things, like making your bed. You know, like doing things that are mundane, that are boring, but when we do them all consistently in the same manner, we will achieve success. It's not always a silver bullet that brings success, but it is sometimes the mundane and the boring done consistently that enables us to achieve success. And then our other speaker that talks about being intentional and taking care of ourselves as leaders is Dr. James Hewitt. Now, he is a performance-orientated guy. He studies the performance of people. He's a performance scientist. So he is going to be talking about the principles of regenerative performance, and one of those things is sleep and rest, and how we as leaders should work extra hard at avoiding burnout.
Yeah,
sounds like a cliche.
Nope.
So we should work hard at avoiding burnout. Then we've got John Acuff. He's amazing. He's so fun to listen to, but he's going to be talking about how to procrastination proof your goals. Procrastination proof your goals. And he's going to provide a practical, positive system to get you moving. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful lineup of speakers who are going to help us all become intentional leaders.
It sounds very practical in that it's ways to get around yourself. I mean, stuff like
Absolutely.
discipline that
Yes.
brings you to sustainability, that discipline thing goes with, or the lack of it goes with procrastination. It's like they all spoke beforehand and decided this is how we get past ourselves to get the job done. But it's not
Yeah.
only us and the challenge of our own limitations and sometimes just laziness, nah, that
Correct.
gets us where we
Yeah.
are. They also function, all
Yes.
leaders function in a world. And it was very interesting when I read that you term the world a VUCA world, VUCA. What's that
Yes.
about?
Well, we live in a VUCA world. Everything is moving at a fast pace. Everything is digital. Everything is just moving at the speed of light. And we need to learn to slow ourselves down. We need to focus on things that are important. We need to think about the things that are important to us. And we need to avoid being caught up into the world is so complex and it's so ambiguous and it's so uncertain, it's volatile, and we need to try and keep ourselves balanced. We need to not allow ourselves to get caught up in things that maybe we shouldn't be, rather focus on what's important to us in the here and now, and not allow ourselves to go off on rabbit trails into areas of uncertainty and complexity that we were maybe never meant to really go. And that requires discipline. That requires being boring. That requires reducing things that overwhelm us. That requires resting, putting your phone down, not allowing yourself to be distracted. So that's what VUCA means. This volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world in which we find ourselves living in and trying to lead in.
Yeah, because we got to talk about this. Because at the end of the day, it's like everything that in the past was nice and black and white has
Yeah.
now lost its edges, and now you sort of have to try and keep everyone happy, and in trying to get everybody just to avoid conflict, has you spread
Yes.
so thin that you can't focus on what it was that you had to get done, just getting the legal back door in place.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, if we think about the word volatility, it's about speed, it's about volume, it's about ma the magnitude of change. I mean, and just think about what's changed in this year, things that have been outside of our control. I mean, I think about the things that you can control, let alone the things that you can't control. And this everything is so unpredictable, and there's just so much information out there, so much fake news. What do we believe? What is the truth? And it's so difficult sometimes to make decisions, to make good decisions. And everything is so complex. There's so many different systems. Everything is interdependent, and just so many different factors that we need to take into consideration. And then ambiguous. I mean, some things are so unclear. There's just a complete lack of understanding, and we can get so misled, and so many things we misunderstand, and so it's so important for us to be intentional as leaders, so that we can lead with clarity, we can lead within structures that will benefit us. And that will, be a structure that we will be able to thrive within, and not allow ourselves to be brought down by this VUCA world and in which we live in. I don't know if that was any form of an answer for you,
No,
Janine.
definitely. And you realize, because it's so complex, and because one person knows only yay much, as a leader, it's good to realize in your own life, these are my strengths and these are my weaknesses. If I
Absolutely.
have got people around me that fills in the gaps, if I'm not a detail kind of person, that you have someone
Right.
that will check that everything is placed legally, and I mean the little details just to make sure that you don't get in trouble with the government. That's a whole job on its own. And
That's a
if
whole
you,
nother
as
ball
leader,
game.
doesn't know how to delegate, you'll never get to the place where you even have the time to rest.
No, that's right. That's right. So, we if we are going to counter this VUCA world, we as leaders, we need to prioritize vision.
Yeah.
And we need to prioritize understanding and agility. You know, we can't be those traditional, rigid leaders that we sometimes have been in the past. We need to understand the culture in which we find ourselves.
So we adaptability as well.
Adaptability. Mm. We need to be more adaptable. We need to adapt with what's going on around us. I mean, not to the detriment of our organization or our institution where we are serving, but we do need to have flexible strategies. We can't be stuck in a rut. You know, we've got to be moving and we've got to adopt new strategies. And I believe that that's where the Global Leadership Summit plays a role.
Yeah.
You know, these are world-class leaders. They're bringing new strategies into our world. We don't always get to hear about all these new ways of leading. And so this is an opportunity for leaders to come, spend a day, just shut down, shut the world out, and learn from the best in the world, new strategies, new ways of operating, you know, how to deal with the complexities that we face. And then also, you know, be inspired, you know, hear about the way, how do I leave a leadership legacy, you know, when I'm gone or when I leave a company? What is the legacy that I'm going to leave behind when I move forward, when I move on?
Yeah, I like that you're challenging leaders, because we do have the inclination to, we love our ruts. If it worked
Absolutely.
Last year, no, seriously, I've heard people say, if it's not broken, why change it?
Why change
and
it?
Then
yeah.
Until it literally does definitely not work anymore, we will keep on doing it the same way. And and the leadership summit like this one will challenge you. So it is a challenge. We're challenging leaders to say, do not get complacent, because complacency brings death.
Absolutely. Because it may continue working for a few years, and then suddenly you look around and then you can't understand why suddenly it's broken.
The world has moved on.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, the summit is important just to try and think ahead, to look for sustainable ways to keep your team performing, you know, to look for improving your leadership of a diverse team, you know, to build your legacy and to be strategic in your decision making. You know, it's applicable for a mom, you know, a way a mom leads her family, her children, and the way she even leads her husband. You know, it's applicable for scholars. A prefect, you know, when these young people are first made prefects, it can be quite a daunting thing. They too can come to a GLS and learn one or two things that could help them going forward in their new role as a prefect at school. You know, it's for corporate guys, corporate business leaders, entrepreneurs, and for pastors, ministry leaders. Everybody can come to the summit and learn something that they can take with them. Something that they can apply on Monday, you know, when they go back to work after they've been at a summit on a Friday.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, even though it's a lot, because it is a lot of information, every single one of those speakers, they cram their sessions because they've got a limited amount of time and a lot that they need to get said. But if you can take away one actual practical workable thing that you can take home and start implementing exactly like you're saying the Monday afterwards, which literally helps and betters what you're doing, it would have been worth it.
Correct. And we guarantee that. That is something we know, that there's not one person we have heard has left a GLS and said, oh, that wasn't worth it. That was a complete waste of my time. That we've never, ever heard that.
Yeah.
Somebody has got something, one pearl that they have managed to walk away with, and they've been able to apply it, and they've seen a significant change happen, or they've seen that it's made an impact.
And even if it just inspires them, because many leaders are tired and they're burnt out, like you're saying, and they're hiding it. And to come to a place like that where people can say, you can do that. Look at this. This is doable. You can achieve it. When you feel once again that it is within reach, I can do this. You can go back empowered, enriched, and with new fire to do your job.
Amen. Absolutely. 100%.
So 100%. If people want to go, how do they do that? How do they book?
Okay, so our website is probably the best place to start. So it's globalleadership.org.za. There you will find all the venues around the country. There will you will see all the dates around the country where the summit is happening. You will also be able to see who all the speakers are going to be featured at the various videocast events. And yeah, that will be a great place to start. You will click on the box of, let's say you want to go to Funderbell Park, and then it'll take you to the Quicket website, and then you will be able to book your tickets from there.
As simple as that. Just repeat it again.
It's globalleadership.org.za.